This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 86. Devil May Cry, and I'm sobbing a little bit myself.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our fun little podcast.
Hello, 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 hello.
As you can tell, Magic Mystic was unavailable at the time of recording for this podcast. Boo, his stupid defrag, whatever. But hopefully she'll be back with us next week for a regular recording. But this time, you just got the sisters, and I think you're pretty lucky on that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know who else is lucky?
Velocity Micro?
No, anybody who has a Velocity Micro machine, because they
Well, that was a trick question.
I know, and you fell for the trick. It's okay.
I always fall for tricks.
It's all right. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to behave myself. But if you are in the market for a custom, really solid home, mobile, or gaming PC, you need to check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com. Or if you head to your local Circuit City, you can actually test out their wares on the floor. I absolutely love the box that I've got from Velocity Micro. And even if they hadn't given it to me, I would still love that box because it is the most solid PC, Windows operating-based computer that I've had ever, and I can't say enough nice things about them. They're great machines. So if you need to build yourself a bomb top level gaming machine, check out velocitymicro.com and tell them that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you.
Because we did.
Yes. Also, you need to keep hitting us up on our website. We love all the comments that are coming in, people, as well as the questions. We've actually been asked if we're going to cover any of the Anime X Expo, and unfortunately, we don't have the funds like that.
If we did, we would.
So we directly are not going to be covering Anime X, but we may have some guest bloggers that are covering Anime X. So we may have some coverage directly from the floor. Can't guarantee it just yet. We're still working all that crap, you know, with the business and the who gets the what billing and whatnot stuff. But as soon as we get it worked out, we definitely may have some coverage coming for you. What we do definitely have coverage coming up for is Anime Boston.
That's right. Me, Pandalicious, and Magic Mystic will be hitting up AB once again this year. And I think my approach will be the stuff less visited. I've been thinking much about this.
The road less traveled?
Actually, most of the convention center gets traveled by hordes and hordes and hordes of people.
I thought you said whores and whores and whores of people.
Well, I bet some of them might be, but not...
Very possible. I've seen some of the costume cosplay that goes on.
Yes, but I mean, like, you know, there's always a lot of main attractions that people come to see every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not saying that I will not be at those because I will be, but I'd like to show the convention from a different pair of eyes this year.
So not just the Kaiju Big Battle and the chess game.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting a Kaiju Big Battle this year, but we're actually getting an actual band, like a really popular band, who is coming to perform at one of the night parties.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So definitely be on the lookout for Pandalicious and Magic Mystic's coverage of Anime Boston. And if there's something that you really want them to get the lowdown on before anything pops us, just shoot us an email using our Hit Us Up link on the website. So if you go to www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short one bounces you to the long address. Like Ninja said, use our Hit Us Up link, send us some direct questions, read our posts, comment on them if you want to, and if you aren't listening to this podcast, you can listen to it on our website.
Or subscribe to it. both on iTunes or using any RSS reader, which is another question that we've got. No, you don't have to subscribe to our podcast and get it only through iTunes. The podcast is actually available on Podshow. So if you go to podshow.com, you can actually find us there. We're also on Odeo, as well as Podcast Pickle. But if you just
want to... Podcast Pickle?
Yeah, Podcast Pickle. We've been on Podcast Pickle since Podcast Pickle was brought to our attention.
Podcast Pickle?
Podcast Pickle. I said it. Move on. Deal.
But
they have a pickle as an icon. It has headphones on. It's Podcast Pickle. Deal. If you go to our website and you click on the podcast link in the navigation, it will drop you to just the page that we actually build our podcast only feed off of, and you can then click on the RSS button in your browser and grab our feed and pop it into any RSS reader that you want to use. You can even put it on your iGoogle page if you're using their podcast listener RSS thingy.
Podcast Pickle.
All right. I said it. Move on. It exists. Podcastpickle.com.
No,
podcast. You
funny.
Want to recommend them? Podcast Pickle.
Podcast Pickle. Okay, I'm done.
All right, you okay?
Sorry, it was really funny.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like pickles and I like podcasts.
Well, so then you'll love PodcastPickle.com.
Okay, I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that said, I think that's everything that we've been asked directly and all the business that I have for you right now. Again, we don't have a candy bitch, but we are hard at work at new designs and slogans for the Freshwear store. So hopefully we will have a new, you know, spring
freshwear
line.
It's the wear that's fresh.
All right. So I'm going to take the mic of a thousand truths, which right now resembles a katana.
Not a
podcast pickle. It resembles a katana.
You know what's really funny? Because if you think about a pickle with headphones on it, it kind of looks like a peanut. What?
I knew you were going to go there. I was trying to stop it from happening.
Well,
I apologize for her behavior.
What?
So I'm going to take this katana that's sheathed, and I'm going to present it to you.
Hey.
And even though I really shouldn't, I'm going to bow my head as I present it.
What? Thank you.
Well, I don't know that you deserve all that honor and respect.
Well, yes, I do.
Especially after, you know, turning Podcast Pickle into a penis reference.
Penis!
I really don't think that that's where they were going with that.
I bet they make fun of it too,
You know what? Maybe they do. But we should be better than that. We should be above that.
Well, you can be above that if
don't
you want
to. Don't go for the easy joke. Come on, work it. Work
fine.
It.
Fine. Fine, I won't go there.
What are you going to do with the katana of a thousand truths?
Well, I was going to turn it into a podcast pickle, but...
I wish that I hadn't said it.
But I won't do it. I won't do it. Because actually, I'm going to turn it into an Xbox controller.
Okay.
Oh my God. Why would I do such a thing? I'm the anime person. Well, not today, bitches. Today... Today, I'm in full gamer mode. No, I'm not talking about no WoW. No, I ain't talking about no Diablo. Obviously, I'm holding an Xbox controller, so what? For fuck's sake, why would I be talking about computer games? That's right. I'm talking about an Xbox game, and it's consumed a good chunk of my life. And you want to know what it is? Because I bet you guys already know.
I already know what it is.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to guess?
No, because
you
know. Or
am I not included in the guessing?
You know.
Okay.
So you're cheating. But for those who don't know, they probably already know because they're probably playing it just as much as I am. But for those who don't know and honestly don't know, I'll be nice and I'll tell you.
Oh, that would be great. Because otherwise this would be a really bad podcast show. Have you finished guessing yet, people? Cricket.
Because it's Devil May Cry 4, bitches! That's right. The fourth one has finally come out. Yes, it's cross console with Xbox 360 and
as well as PS3. Which
yes.
We do need to talk about that because have you heard the bullshit about PS3 version?
No, what's wrong? Oh, there's like problems with the downloadable content. Like at the beginning, one of my friends had brought up that there was like a download time of like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, because on the PS3 version, before you can actually start playing, all the download stuff that you gotta get up front before we'll let you play. Yeah, kind of a big download. Basically about 5 gigs.
Yeah, but we don't have to download it.
No, you do have to download it on the PS3. On the PS3. Xbox 360 is like, yeah, we already have all this shit, so go on and go ahead, play.
Yeah, because my friend Sayo-chan, who likes to comment, was like, are you having that problem? Like, bitch, no, I'm on an Xbox. So she was like, oh, well then, never mind then. How is the game? And I'll tell you how the game is.
Okay.
Well, I have my nice... Now, you have a bigger TV than me, don't you, Ninja?
Yeah, my TV's kind of... Well, now, it's not, like, on the pimpishly big side, but it used to be, yeah. I got a 42-inch.
Yeah, I think we're a little smaller than you.
Yeah.
Aren't we, like, 37?
You're at 32.
Yeah, so
I tried to talk Eshmom into getting my exact TV, and she's like, it's not going to fit between the door.
It wouldn't, I'm like, though. She was right.
Well, no, because where you've got the TV in your living room now, it wouldn't fit between the door out
and the other door
into the other room. But,
yeah.
You know, a little rearranging of the living room is all it takes, people.
I know, feng shui
just
is all it takes.
Just feng shui that bitch, and it would have fit. If she had put it where her chair was and put her chair where to put the TV, would have worked just fine.
Yeah, but she'd be worried that someone would break through the door and bust her head right there.
Oh, because, so you know, people come up that way in the house anyway.
I know, but that's Eshmom. But we're not talking about Eshmom, because we're talking about
gaming.
So we rock on a 32, you know, flat screen, you know, LCD, beautiful TV. And the graphics are just stunning. It's like I had to have my comfortable little place on the couch, had to have my towel ready and my guide. Yes, I bought
the
guide.
You didn't get the guide?
I didn't get the special edition guide because, okay, I didn't have enough money.
Right.
So I got the lower guide, which, you know, it's still cool, but, you know, I decided I'd play through it first.
Well, can I ask you a question before you go on? What's the difference between the special edition guide and the regular edition guide?
Well, like, I have the Prima guide, and I think the special edition, I think, was being put out by Brady Games.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But in the special edition, I know that they had, you know, some really nice art in there, like an art book.
Uh-huh.
You know, probably a pull-out poster of some kind.
Right.
Usually, like, more info about, like interviews with, like, people from the games and stuff like that. Like, just added stuff, kind of like a double CD.
Disc DVD, got you.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like more hidden secrets on how to do more things in the game, because, you know, they kind of can't do that.
Dude, I mean, there doesn't need to be more hidden secrets.
No.
Level up your sword and kick ass. Go.
More or less. So, I mean, granted, I would have loved a giant picture of Dante on my wall, but I can survive because Hero is still on my wall. So, I'm good these days. But anyway.
But it wouldn't hurt is what you're saying.
So, I mean, the game is stunning, you know, and the story is good. I'm not saying it's not. Though I was actually irked by a couple of things.
Really? Okay.
And I was really surprised because playing through the game, I'm like, you know, I'm sitting there trying to anticipate where the story's going to go, and I was actually wrong about a lot of it. So I was like, yay, something new and a little bit original. Cool. I get that. You know, and for those who have seen tidbits that have been on YouTube or, you know, trailers and such, you know at the beginning you play as Nero.
Mm-hmm.
And Nero looks a lot like, oh, I don't know, Dante. Has the same kind of attitude, kind of fuck the world, I'm a badass.
Right.
And everything's great.
We talked about that in another episode, the Sparta Got Busy in a Burger King bathroom one.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get the idea. But, you know, and we all know from the game, you know, from pictures and stuff, he's kind of rocking, oh, I don't know, a devil arm.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going, is, you know, there's so many speculations. Is he a descendant of Sparta? Did one of his sons get busy?
Right.
Is, you know, like, what's the deal?
Because Dante's definitely older than the last installment
of Dante.
Yes,
they've actually aged him a bit. And he actually, there was an actor who kind of reminds me. If this actor had dyed his hair white, he kind of looks like Dante. But I can't remember who it is right now because I'm not really horny. So I'm not thinking about that right now. So that makes it kind of hard. But anyway, that's not the point. Yes, Dante's aged quite a bit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
in the first few installments of Devil May Cry, you know, Dante's, you know, totally a badass, you know. In the first game, he's so badass, even the swords that he gets want to impale him in something.
Yeah.
Before he can, like, use them. And they actually do a little bit of a tease. Like, kind of, you know, for people who are diehard members, when you're going through your tutorial, you actually fight Dante as Nero. And before that even happens, you beat the, you kind of beat on him a bit. And then you throw his sword through him.
Yep.
And he, you know, pulls himself off of it. So you're like, aha, I know that reference.
I remember that. I remember that when I had to do that back in the level 2 of the first game.
You're like, haha. It's like, I've seen this before. But anyway, I'm just kind of irked by a couple of things.
All right, well, what are you irked by?
Well, I'm irked by the simple fact that, you know, for the probably the first 10 levels of the game, you learn more about Nero. You're Nero. Hey, yay, I'm Nero. I'm human with this weird arm, and I dig this chick, and she sings at this church, and she believes in God. And I'm in this organization that's supposed to fight for God, sort of, but I don't really think I'm here for God because I'm really here for her. So, you know, you get that hold. Right. So I'm like, wham, wham, wham. I'm like, you dig a chick. Okay, so be it. La-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Right.
You know, and he gets sent out to chase Dante. Yay, I'm Nero. I'm chasing after Dante, though I'm a badass and he's a badass. And I was told that I need to pursue him and I want to make sure that that chick stays safe because I want to bone her later.
Right.
Okay. So you fight your bosses.
Right.
To suck. They sucked a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little irked by that. But, you know, everyone who ever plays
now, when you say suck, do you mean suck as in they were way too hard?
Oh, no, no, no. Well, it's not that they were hard. I mean, you know, like, I'm playing in Devil Hunter. Like, I didn't even go into human.
See, I went to human because I thought, you know what? New guy, new controller system. I want to get this
right. Actually, I'm jumping from different consoles, so, of course, the controllers are a lot different for me.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. But the enemies, like, I mean, if you're not kin to the Xbox experience and your hands don't know what to do, you die often.
Okay.
And for me, learning, you know, where my hands have to go on this much bigger, you know, controller, it made it a little hard at first. But, I mean, like, they were kind of sucky in terms of, oh, I don't know, monologue.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Dialogue like, that bad?
Well, like, you know, you get some who really, you know, like, Dante would say something badass, and then the, you know, demon would say something badass, right. And then they'd fight.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the monologue, you know, the one-liner monologues, like, the retorts back just don't seem nearly as strong as they were in the other games.
Oh, that's something I think they've been struggling with since 2, is really how to recapture everything that they did in 1, because the development teams have turned over so much between each of those titles.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a little weak. You know, like if you've seen the clip with Burial, you know, he's all like, I've never seen a human like you since 2,000 years ago. It's like, do you want to make it another 2,000? And he's like, how dare you? And then you fight. I'd be like, no, I don't want to make it 2,000 years. Bitch, bring it. Like, you know, come on.
Right.
Like, make him, you know, be a little more angry. He's a fucking fire demon, for Christ's
sake.
He's
a big, big fucking fire demon. He's kind of big.
At one point, you're in a forest, and you have to fight the snake bitch.
Uh-huh.
The she-viper snake bitch.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you fight her, like, in the CG, and she sends, like, these, like, acorns of death at you, and you slice them. And then she's like, my babies! You'll pay for this! And then you fight. It's like, fuck, you shouldn't have thrown your eggs at me and I wouldn't have killed your babies. It's like you walked into that one, bitch, okay?
Well, what she's doing, is forced abortion.
So, I mean, I was just, you know, I'm like, bitch,
don't even try that.
I'm going to be good.
Okay.
But no, you don't throw your children at me and expect me not to kill them. Well, I mean, not me, but Nero.
Yeah.
I don't kill people's babies. But just, and as it goes on, you know, you have Stuttering Stanley. Granted, I know you've just started to play, so you don't know who I'm referring to, and his name's not actually Stanley in the game. But every fucking thing he says, like every other thing, he stutters.
Okay.
So you're like, get to the fucking point.
Sorry.
So I'm a little, so there's a couple of irks. But anyway, yeah, you're Nero, you're tracking Dante. Once in a while you bump into Dante, he says something awesome and disappears, and you're like, what the fuck? Which, you know, there's your premise of your story. And when you get to level 10, you know, mission 10, all of a sudden, you're no longer Nero. You're now Dante.
Okay.
So you're like, okay, character change. Now you're the character that we've been hoping to play from the start.
All
but we knew from the beginning we weren't going to play start as Dante. We all knew we were going to start as Nero. But everybody hopes, you know, everyone hopes that they'll be like, we're just kidding. You could play Dante first. But no. So you're like, okay, now you have to relearn all of his old shit, which is really cool because they kept the same kind of stances from 3.
Okay.
You know, like trickster, gunslinger, swordmaster, and royal guard.
Which was one thing that I really enjoyed, except royal guard. I always thought that it was kind of like a bullshit, like, tactic.
It was. It was all like, defense. I'm not actually going to hit you, but I'm going to use you
which
to
Which is totally
hit-
wrong for a character that's supposed to be a badass.
Exactly.
The last thing that they should have is an entire fighting style that's actually a defensive style.
So, I mean, and the only thing that they did not really incorporate solely into Dante was Quicksilver.
Okay.
If you remember, he had that ability where he could slow things down.
Which I preferred that over Royal Guard. So I'm surprised that they brought...
Well, see, they didn't make it solely for Dante because you actually get a talisman that does that for you.
Okay.
Like, they're these little beacons that you use your devil arm when you're Nero to make work. But unlike Quicksilver, where, you know, depending on how big your Devil Trigger was, the longer you had it, these were kind of preset. So, you know, you can't fuck up on those laser beams or you're screwed. You know, one of those kind of punishment deals.
Yeah, dig it.
But you still get it. So you're like, okay, I'll work with that. I'm fine with that. Another thing that I'm really, really irked about, I mean, I know we've talked about before how they've really kind of messed with Dante's character a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the beginning of the game, like, I mean, you've seen the opening where he totally, like, shoots the holiness in the face.
Yeah.
That was, like, the sickest, that's, like, the sickest scene he ever gets in the whole game.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that was pretty badass. I mean, like, you just fall through the sky of the church
and he was just like, bam!
Altar, and then there's a guy, like, who's like, ah! And there's, like, cat, cat!
It's like, no fucking pretense, no bullshit, let's just get to the point.
I shoot you in the head and you dead.
I shoot you in the face. You know, and the funky thing is, you know, like when I was watching this play out, I'm sitting there going to myself, to the TV more or less, because I was by myself when I started to play this, but I'm like, did he just, but why did he, is he a bad guy? Am I going to have to fight the man that I love? Or the devil that I... No, I don't believe it. No, no, no. He did it for a reason. That guy has to be evil.
Well, and you realize that he is, because after the battle, and this is nothing that I'm giving away, because anybody that plays the game, it's what you're going to do for the first fucking 5, maybe 8 minutes. You turn around after you finish learning how to go through the tutorial and learn your weapons as Nero, and you look at the guy that Dante shot in the head, I'm sorry, in the face, and he's all, like, black and, like, devil.
No. That wasn't the holiness. That was just some random other guy that he, like...
I thought that was the holiness.
No, because the holiness was behind the podium. And you see that Kratos and Carrie chick, like, take the body and bounce.
I must have missed that. I thought the black, extremely black guy was the holiness.
Nope.
He's like, see, check them. They're not right. And Nero looks over and is like, fuck, that ain't right. But he doesn't say that. It'd be cool if he did.
No. But, so, you know, okay. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, Dante had a really good reason.
For just busting into a church and killing.
That's right. For shooting this dude in the face. He had a perfectly logical and rational reason for shooting the holiness in the face.
Okay, what was that reason?
Well, you see... Well, you've seen the opening, and for those who've seen the opening, and those who haven't, go check it out on YouTube because it is there.
Yeah.
No, this whole church that this chick that Nero wants to go...
Spoiler alert, just in case. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, the chick that, you know, who's singing at the beginning, you know, that's the chick that Nero wants to bone.
Yeah.
And if you're paying attention, there's a statue behind the holiness, and it's not of a god, but of Sparta.
Yeah.
So you have to go, okay, this religion is all about Sparta.
Right.
These are humans who love Sparta.
Yeah.
this is Sparta!
Sorry, I had to do it.
Sorry, I had to go there.
I could not do it.
That was just a place I had to go.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, so these humans worship demons, and Sparta'd be the best demon devil to worship.
Right, because he's a positive demon. Like, he was doing the bad demon thing, and then he had a change of heart, did the good demon thing,
and did the good human woman and whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, that's great. So you think that, you know, you're just dealing with average humans who just love Sparta that much. Well, no. See, the holiness... And his a little sir, he has this order, this secret order.
Uh-huh.
And they're like the top ranking officials of his church.
Uh-huh.
And they have been harnessing demon souls to enhance themselves to be reborn as angels. Or what they consider to be angels. And all the other souls that they have used or captured and tortured, they have harnessed those demon soul powers to work, oh, I don't know, angel-like robots? Like the ones that fight you and, like, stab you a lot?
Oh, no.
So you're like, what the fuck? So their whole purpose, this order's purpose, is they've created this giant statue that, oh, my God, looks a lot like Sparta.
Oh,
who
shit.
Who fucking knew? Whoopsie fuck, you know, who didn't see that one coming? Raise your hands, please. You know, and they were deciding to integrate a strong human presence with a strong devil presence, much like, oh, I don't know, some lovely devil that we love so very much. Kind of starts with a duh, ends in ante.
Ta ante? Yeah,
ta ante. So, you know, so this is their whole plan is to capture Dante so that they can fuse him into this giant savior statue. And that would then judge the world and would purge the world of evil.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it sounds like it's a really good thing, but at the same time, you know that there's some evil kinks along the way.
Right.
You know, and Nero is figuring all this out. You know, and when he figures it out, oh no, I have to warn Credo and Kyrie, and I have to save her, and I still don't know why I have this devil arm, and I don't know why I can use Yamato. Oh, yes, by the way, Yamato is Virgil's sword, which was broken.
Yeah, wait, whoa. Nero can use Yamato, and it's not broken anymore?
We'll see. When you get to that point, you see Yamato, and it is broken. Because for those who have never played the games before, pretty much in three, you're Dante and you're chasing after your brother.
Twin brother.
And you kind of beat the crap out of him.
Beat the shit out of him, yeah.
And you break his shit.
You break his shit that used to be your daddy's shit.
Yeah, you just break shit.
Yeah, he's so not happy about you breaking his shit, by the way.
No,
he's so sad that he decides to stay in hell and just kind of wander around a bit.
Yeah, he's not very, very happy.
No.
So, yes, Yamato in this story is broken until, Nero can use it. Because when he finds it, Stuttering Stanley shows the fuck up, says his fucking stuttering monologue. You fight him, and then he uses his fucking demon angel robots to stab you. And when it looks like you're about to die, all of a sudden, now I have to say, this is probably the hottest thing that Nero does, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's kind of bloodied and pinned up against the wall, and another one of the angels is coming at him, and all of a sudden, his eyes glow red, and this half, you know, wispy image silhouette of a demon is behind him, and I don't know if you pay attention to what it actually looks like. It kind of looks like me. It kind of looks like Virgil. When he's
it kind of does. No.
And he's all like, and you hear Kyrie's voice in Nero's mind, and you hear him go, Kyrie, Kyrie, and then he's like, that day my arm changed and a voice echoed in me that said, power, I want more power. And his hand reaches up and you see Yamato, and it's like across the room, and it starts to get closer to itself. it binds together and flies to his hand, and then he kicks ass. So you're like, okay.
So Nero's Virgil's son.
Well, they don't say yes and they don't say no.
Dude,
but
if the demon wispy thing behind them looks like Virgil, then
looks a little bit.
No. You know the games. If it looks like Virgil, even the least little bit, it's because it is Virgil in that Nero's Virgil's son. Because that's how we found out in the first game that Dante was Sparta's son. Because his little devil thingy, when charged all the way up, looked like Sparta.
I know, but they never fully, you know, they never
fucking
fully explained.
Capcom.
All he said is that day my arm changed. So Panda's mind went a little bit something like this. Well, maybe, yes, he's half human and half devil. Maybe Virgil did tap into the human ink. But maybe his powers were so latent that when they overrid, they transformed only his arm. Because when you go into double trigger in the game, you don't fully transform.
Mm-hmm.
You only get the little shadow whispery thing of the devil that's behind Virgil, and your arm kind of goes all berserk and shit. So, okay, he could very well be Virgil's son.
Dude, they never, you don't get never hair say, that white. I they mean, never, you really need to do I devil know. Shit. Unless, unless you got a little devil
unless
in
you. One of the sons of Sparta, yeah.
Sired you.
Exactly. But they never say yes and they never say no. So you're like,
I just want to know who Virgil tapped now at this point. I don't even want to like know the rest of the game. I just want to know who Virgil tapped.
So see, that's another thing that irks me is they never clearly define. Because everyone's like, you have demonic power. And Virgil's like, Nero's like, I don't know what you're talking about. My arm's perfectly normal. Yeah. I'm human. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Like, and but then again, Nero never says, oh, I'm human. Oh, I'm a devil. He doesn't say either, though I don't know if my arm looked completely different and I could hold a demon sword that could seal the demon world from the human world. I would have some
questions. Yeah, I'm pretty much going to have some questions about who my pappy is.
My daddy is.
But I might want to go on Maury Povich.
So that's a... but that's a little irky. So, you know, you're traveling through the game, you fight all these bosses, you, as Nero, you think you're following Dante. When you finally get to be Dante, you find out more of the story. Yes, the Order's been making false hell gates to harness the souls. No big deal. Now Dante's like, well, I can't have all these hell gates open because all these fucking demons are going to show up. So now I got to seal all these fucking doors. So from the point where you are as Dante, you got to go all the way back to where Nero starts and beat all the bosses again.
Oh, lame, lame.
Ah. So you're like, didn't I just beat you? He's like, you know, and if Nero was following Dante, wouldn't Dante have had to beat these demons' asses to get where he was to go back? It's like, that's just overkill, man.
No, that's,
you know,
that's
like,
just
serious overkill. So, you know, you go back and you're in and you're beating all the bitches back up. Bitch, 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 slap, 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 seal, seal, seal. Okay, I get it. So you're okay. Because, you know, they actually have better lines for Dante than Nero. So I think, you know, the comeback lines were meant to, you know, the good ones were saved for you know, Dante.
Okay.
And he gets to burial and you whoop his ass. You tank and spank. Good.
Right.
But all of a sudden, because burial's the last fake hell gate, because they do open the real one, but that's later. So as he's sealing the fake hell gate, all of a sudden you hear these castanets. And you're like, huh?
What?
Yeah. And you're like, castanets? And all of a sudden, you see Dante clapping his hands. And you're like, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden, you see a rose in his mouth. And you're like, oh my God, am I having a heart attack? Am I actually seeing this?
Oh,
and
no.
You hear the really bad flamenco music.
Oh,
and Dante
God.
Proceeds to have a monologue. And it sounds very, you know, Latino and romantic. And it's not supposed to be because he's sealing a fucking hell gate. And he's throwing
so
all
he's
these...
he's dancing a flamenco around the hellgate.
Well, he's dancing a flamenco dance, not around the hellgate, but he's, like, shooting... He's totally doing a tuxedo mask thing, okay? Because he's throwing roses
into
the hellgate, and he shapes it into a heart, so parts of it break away, so the only part that's left is a heart shaped of the hellgate, and the one that he has in his mouth, he throws into the center, and it breaks, and there's no more hellgate. But the whole time, he's got a fake Latin accent. The castanets are going. The arriba! And all that crap.
Oh, my God. That is so cheesy.
So you're kind of like, no. Like, I actually had to pause the game, go to the kitchen, grab myself some bourbon, take three shots of that, and slap myself in the face. And then walk back and press start.
I'm surprised that you got through the first shot of bourbon, because you're a lightweight.
I know. Well, yeah. Yes, I am. But yes, all right, maybe 1.5 shots of bourbon.
That sounds more a little more like you.
Yeah. I just want to make it sound more dramatic. Because I didn't understand where this was coming from. All Dante had to do was slice the fucker up, put some jelly on it, and be done.
Yeah.
But no, they made him a pussy. I don't know why they made Dante a pussy. Like, he lost like 10 badass points. He could have lost more for it, but, you know, his Latin accent wasn't that bad.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, can't fully blame the voice actor for that. But the biggest irk of all, if that one isn't it, there are two more.
I don't know, that's pretty bad.
There are two more.
All right.
My second to last irk for this game is when Dante finally faces Stuttering Stanley, you know, for the last time, you know, Stuttering Stanley is, you know, like I said, he's stuttering, he's bumbling around, you know, scientific research kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get an idea of what he's kind of like. And he goes off into this, like, soliloquy, like, you know, the scientist guy is kind of talking to himself, and all of a sudden, Dante starts talking theatrical. Like, he's like, whatever shall I do? He's like, I've come to challenge this man. And, you know, it's like, Dante, why are you talking like that? Why are you holding a skull like in Hamlet? Like, what are you doing? No. Aren't you done with the dancing? Stop with the internal, like, you know, stop going for the Oscar. You're not going to get it.
Oh, my God, that is awful.
And it is. And finally, when he's done, you whoop ass. And you're just like, and then when he beats him, no, he's all like, you were a formidable opponent or something like that. He says something.
Dante would never say something like that.
He says something not necessarily nice, but, you know, like,
no,
I recognize
Dante wouldn't say that. Dante would be like.
Exactly. Oh. He totally went out of character.
Yeah, no. Dante would be like, you took a few more minutes than I thought you would. That's what Dante would say.
Yeah, exactly. But no.
Oh,
maybe
my God.
Maybe in his old age he's become a tad bit senile. But he goes OOC times two. And believe it or not, with every level that you play in this game, you know, if you use an item or you die, you get penalties. They should get penalties for being OOC during crucial parts of the fucking game.
Oh my God.
But that's not even the clincher.
Okay.
Here's the clincher, and I'm just going to leave it alone after this because I've had enough. At the end of the game, or most of the end of the game, when you're Dante, you know, because the holiness resurrects himself and he manages to throw Nero into the giant statue with the Kyrie chick.
Right.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. Who didn't see that one coming? Raise your hands. So you're Dante, and you're like, well, I got to get in there. And there are these stones all over the statue that you have to break the stones. You have to break the one in the middle of his head, too, because that's the one that will allow you to get in.
Right.
So you're on these bits of broken earth that are, like, floating around the statue.
Uh-huh.
And you pretty much fight a giant big statue. You know how, like, that really big statue that you fight in God of War?
Right.
It's a little bigger than that, and it's floating in the air.
Okay, so it's
you're like not
like
even
big...
close to the ground, like you're up in the air.
Right, so it's kind of like the last battle that you have in Ninja Gaiden, where you're fighting actually the core of evilness in the lava pit, and everything's breaking, and you got to go from rock to rock and
that exactly.
That shit. Okay,
but on each of the rocks around the statue, there are these little things that you can bounce from one to one to one to one to with. And they actually make it a little less realistic because if you fall and you don't land on another one, you just restart on the first one.
Okay.
So they give you that saving grace because I bet a lot of people, probably when they were testing it, when they didn't do it that way, people were just falling.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they did that. So be it. I can deal with that. But you got to stun the statue's arm so many times before it crumples to the ground where you could then jump to the ground and whoop its ass.
Right.
But until you can do that, you've got a giant statue pummeling at you, And when you're shooting at it, you know, on the big TV that I have, and I'm sure anyone else's TV, all you're staring at until you get the demon to fall down is its penis. All you're seeing is Spartacock. No, granted, it's not like hanging out in like all the details, but you know, the whole crotch region is in your face. So, you know, so I'm sitting there, I'm going, Capcom, you guys just get a little lazy. And it's not like you can, it's not like you can adjust the camera either, because the camera is a little hard to angle, actually, you know, gameplay-wise. So it's not like you can, like, zoom out. No, it's Spartacock in your face. It's, hello, I'm a crotch, I'm in your face. Until you make me fall down, I'm in your face. I'm going to wave in your general direction. So, you know, and sadly, you know, if you learn the trick fast enough, you could probably get through the level in, like, 5 minutes. But most beginners who aren't super elite, you know, it could become a 10, 15, 35-minute level.
Of Spartacock.
Of Spartacock in your face. You know, so either Capcom was like, we want to appeal to the ladies. And sadly, that's not the way to go.
No, that's not the way to do it, fellas.
Because I'm a woman, and let me tell you, 30 minutes of Sparta stone cock in my face.
Not really gonna do it.
Didn't put me in any kind of loving mood.
No, no, 35 minutes,
bit too long. In fact, I got quite annoyed and kept just shooting at the cock. No, there's no gem on it or anything, so it's not like you could break anything.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just like, God, get out of my face. But then you beat him, and finally, you know, you're inside, so now you don't have to worry about the cock.
That's
or at least
good.
Until the ending, but I won't go into that because that'd be too big of a spoiler.
Thank you.
But yes, so Spartacock is the number one irritation in this whole game.
Now, granted,
no lie, the statue's hot. Like, I bet Sparta was a hot piece of demon ass.
Which is probably why the human chick was all like, oh my God! Please, put the demon penis in me. Sorry, I mean, that was wrong.
So the statue's hot. Don't get me wrong. Yay, Sparta, you were a fine-looking demon. But 35 minutes of a statue's cock in my face. Just no. And you got young children.
Oh, my God.
Who shouldn't be playing the game, who probably got the game from their parents.
Oh.
Probably going... Wow. And that's all we need.
Oh, I can see Jack Thompson right now, Capcom, trying to, you know, fillet
make
young children.
Make children gay. Like Devil May Cry statue? Next sex idol? Who knows?
Oh, my God.
He's got more cock time than I think I've seen in most porns.
Oh, my God. That
I know.
So
I can't
wrong.
Believe I just said that. But it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to choke to death now.
Unless you beat the level very fast... Please be ready, you know, find something else to do, maybe take a couple of pause breaks, remind yourself that, you know, not all cocks, A, look like that, and B, belong to statues.
Do we have to extra explicit rate this one?
They I mean, granted, when I was explaining this to my table of friends, you know, they were like, we thought it was an actual penis. Granted, you know, Sparta's like wearing, you know, it's kind of like those Greek statues where it's like, it's a penis area. You know what's here. Neener, 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 one of those. You know, and no 12-year-old boy or girl needs to be staring there. Mommy, I can't beat the statue and its penis is staring at me. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. Mom asked, thought this was hilarious, by the way. Because she's watching the whole time that I was playing. And she's like, that's a lot of penis. And I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Oh,
so anyway,
my God.
If you can tolerate statue penis and flamenco dancing and sad Oscar attempts, you're going to love the ending of this game. You will.
Oh, my God. That is so sad.
I didn't even go into the true ending because I don't want to spoil that for you.
I think
you'll actually enjoy it because I think they've made Nero, even though I believe he's, you know, half human, half devil, they've made him a little bit more humane. Because, you know, Dante's never like, yo, Trish, I love you. By the way, Trish has insanely big boobs in this game, as does Lady. last time I checked, Lady was like 12 years old.
Nope, she's older because they made Dante older and had to make her older too.
Yeah. Well, when we first see Lady, she's like, I'm a 12-year-old with a giant bazooka with a blade on it. Well, they gave her that weapon. That's great. But she's like, I'm like a sexy scientist lady who doesn't believe in bras. Totally. Really hot.
Okay, very so hot. I had to balance off the statue cock with something.
Well, see, the funny thing is you only see Lady, like, at one little interjection where you see her telling Dante, yo, you need to go check this out. Now, mind you, Trish is with him, and she's all like, are we going to do this? And he's like, I don't know. Now, mind you, I know I didn't mention this earlier. Yes, they had Yamato, but they were kind of, you know, and they were trying to reconstruct Yamato because they already had the Sword of Sparta. Now, how did that happen? Because last time I checked, Dante had his sword. You know that girl Gloria that we see at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
Well, she's Trish.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Trish is a shape-shifting kind of demon.
Oh, devil for fuck's sake.
And, well, no, her and Dante are working together. And they decided to bait this order. And he was pretty much, yo, bitch, here's my sword. Tell them that you beat the crap out of me and stuff, and give them the sword, and let's see what they do. Kind of deal. Because at the beginning of the game, yeah. So Gloria, who we see fighting all those scarecrows,
yeah,
is actually Trish, in disguise, working for Dante.
Motherfucker.
So it's like, bitch!
It's like, I was so all about to write a piece as soon as I got through the game about, you know, having at least a black female in a game that, you know, was hardcore and seemed
she's
smart.
Not really
and was also
black. She's kind of tannish,
she's
though.
Very, very tan, and I thought that she was black.
No,
but no, it's Trish in fucking blackface. This pisses me
off. It's Trish in blackface. You know,
this is wrong.
And it's really, and the only way you really figure that out, which is actually, you know, really funny, is when the holiness is all like demonicized with the statue. You know, Trish shows up with her guns and her classic black halter, not black halter, black bustier and leather pants.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the holiness looks down at her and he's like, "Oh, Gloria, it's you." Like, it's not even like she looks like Gloria and, like, she gets beaten up and then all of a sudden she changes back to Trish. They don't even make it suspenseful for you. So you're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. But overall, the game is fun. I enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
But there were some serious irks.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, am I going to give it a 5 out of 5? I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Okay.
Only because there was just too much cock for even me. And I'm surprised.
It was the cock that did you in?
There was just too much cock. Okay? Just too much, even for me. So 4.5. You know, once I manage to beat the game faster and I see less cock, great. But until then, 4.5.
Well, maybe if you played it on human, you wouldn't have to deal with so much devil cock. Maybe that's the difference between devil
I might, you know what?
Human.
If I have to go back a step to reduce the cock, okay.
Maybe that's the difference. If you play human, you get less statue of cock.
Maybe. But anyway, beautiful graphics. The gameplay is actually pretty simple. You know, after you beat
but
Devil
that's
Hunter.
The beautiful thing about Devil May Cry is anybody can pick it up because the gameplay is simple.
More or less. Though I have to say, most of the time I was hitting Y.
Yeah, it's pretty. Like I said, it's Devil May Cry.
Why?
Rev up your sword and just Y the fuck out of things. See what
happens. Y, X, B, B. Green button. I still haven't memorized A. That's A.
There you go.
I'm sitting there going, what is the A button? But anyway.
Okay.
I enjoyed talking about this game. I could go on about it.
I'm sure.
I won't because we're running at, you know.
Yeah. And I got a shitload of shit to talk about.
I know. It's okay. So take the Xbox controller with a flamingo. Castanet attached to it with some rose petals.
Oh, God.
Of
I
truth.
Can't believe that.
And what are you going to do
that.
With it?
I'm going to turn it back into a fucking sword because what you just told me was lame.
I know. That was the point.
I'm gonna
wait, at least,
back.
I didn't turn, hey, at least I didn't turn it into Sparta stoned cock, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that, because that I would not touch. As hot as I think Sparta is, I'm not touching his stone cock.
Yeah.
It may impregnate me just touching a statue piece of his cock.
I know, and then we'd have, like, more... We'd have mulatto... Or not mulatto,
because
that's
Thank
a bad
you,
word.
Because that's an awful word.
That's a horrible... We'd have a mixed Dante, and God forbid...
No, that could be awesome. You know what? You know what? I'm going to put my thing off, and I will talk about it next week, because I want to stay on this. No, a mixed race lead character in a video game would be awesome.
A mixed race, like, well, actually, wouldn't he be, like, tri-race?
Well, yeah, because he'd be demon, and then
demon and human.
Caucasian and, well, demon,
it'd
human.
It'd be kind of complicated, because he'd be
because
he'd be black, about, white, and devil.
Right, see, so it's not like, because devil and human have to deal with, like, species. So as far as talking race, we're talking white and black. And then on top
or
of that...
white plus minority that makes you a different color.
Okay, all right, fine. We'll even take it back. I wanted to go black because, you know, I'm a proud black woman.
Well, yes.
We'll take it a step back. Okay, so white plus minority, and then underneath that...
It's devil blood.
He's got devil and human blood, okay? So we got four levels that are functioning here. You have the ability to, one, make a game that, because you have a character that has some minority history, would now be appealing to all minority groups.
Yeah. We'd flock to that shit.
We would flock to that shit.
So like moths flame.
You take that character and you make them a badass. Not 100% good guy, not 100%
bad guy.
Which is awesome, because more people tend to more identify with a character that lives in that gray area than Superman or Lex Luthor.
Yes, like brooding guys who are like, I'm a good guy, but I do bad things. And I'm
sometimes
hot.
Sometimes it happens. I do bad things. Sometimes I do kind of good things when I'm meaning for a bad thing to happen, and I just deal with it. People eat that shit. You know who else eats that shit up? Not just people in general, but women. You know why? Because we like a bad boy with good boy tendencies. Because we
Damn
all
right
think
do.
That we're the ones that can convert them. So if you make a game that you have a lead character that has an accent because of the minority. So I'm talking like an Irish brogue or, you know, Latin lover thing. Like an actual authentic
Latin. Or like
Latin
that really hot French guy from The Professional.
Exactly. If you give me Jean Reno mixed with devil, I'm all over that game.
Hell fucking yeah.
Okay, I will pre-order that game. And I don't pre-order shit anymore. I would pre-order that game.
Shit. Damn right.
Okay, then you throw in an actual good plot. And I don't mean like an okay plot. Because it sounds to me like this version of the game kind of has an okay plot. And they got to a point where they were like, fuck, we need at least 10 more hours of gameplay. Well, we'll throw Dante in there and we'll make you play those levels all over again. People are used to playing
those levels again backwards.
I know, but people are used to, in a Devil May Cry game, playing the main bosses three times. So it's probably their easy way of going, okay, well, here's another way we can throw those bosses in again.
Well, you play through the bosses again one more time as Nero when you're inside the statue.
Of course you do. So there you go, three plays, like you're used to doing in the game. No big deal, fine. I'll suck it up and I'll deal with the fact that you didn't want to spend the time to keep inventing new bosses. Fine, I get it. You want to get the game done on time and gold master as soon as you need to. I get it. Okay. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to make me replay a lot of levels, and I'm basically going to be using the same attack over and over again, at least give me a character that I want to see more of on screen, whether it's playing the same thing over and over again. And see, that's the reason why I like Tomb Raider Legend. Because after Tomb Raider 2, I totally hated the Tomb Raider games, and I hated the Tomb Raider movies. Not that I didn't like Angelina Jolie. I didn't like her in the first one because the fake boob thing was totally all wrong in the shower. Everybody knows that. But I did like 2 because at least it was better than 1, and the boobs were kind of the right size, and the action kicked ass, but the story still sucked balls. Moving on. I liked Tomb Raider Legend because, one, the gameplay was back to the Tomb Raider that I loved of 1 and 2. You were still doing the level things. Her boobs weren't getting in the way of things. The graphics looked great. And the puzzles were actually good. I could care less if I'm playing a game and, yeah, the main character has boobs that are way, way too big to actually apply the physics that are being applied to them. As long as the gameplay itself and the story itself keep me interested, I could care less if she wore a triple Z bra. I'm not going to be offended. If the story rocks and I want to play the game over and over again after I beat it, I don't care if every time I do her special move, I have to see her underwear. I'll get over it.
Yeah, I would get over it too.
Okay, if I'm playing a game where the main character is a guy, I don't need cock shots to go, oh my god, he's sexy.
Exactly.
Okay?
Like, my point, exactly.
The thing that I loved about the early James Bond movies, because to me, the only James Bond is Sean
James
Connery.
James
Braun. Well, that's what I was thinking, because Sean Connery didn't have to get buck-ass naked for you to think
he
was sexy.
Hell no!
It was the
and
way...
he definitely doesn't have now.
Okay, it was the way that he talked to all of the women and the guys. The one-liners that he would drop, the look, the way his suit fit him, and the shit that he would pull off as if it was just commonplace to do, that's what made him sexy and that's what made him a badass.
That's right.
And then you top the accent. Oh my god, I can't watch those movies now without having to change my panties. I can't watch the early Bond movies without having to have a second pair of underwear on hand because he's that sexy. So if you give me a lead character like that.
That does that?
Like yeah. Dante used to do, and from what it sounds like, doesn't do anymore.
Oh, I think
everybody's going to buy that game because guys are going to want to play that character so they can be that character. And girls are going to want to
play that character because
so
they'll pretend that they're the girl that he's going to go home to and bang.
Exactly. And that's the game that's going to sell well on every platform and is going to be the killer app.
Fuck yes. I know. I didn't mean to say that we shouldn't have biracial, because, hey, I'm all about the minorities getting their leads in games and kicking ass.
It needs to happen. People
you know,
buy
I'm
games that they can
this,
see themselves
Oh, well,
in.
There'll be black zombies in the next Resident Evil game.
Nobody gives a shit about black zombies. We need to have more diverse lead characters.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, if you can have freaking Banjo-Kazooie and Crash Bandicoot, why can't I have... like, oh, I don't know.
Aisha Williams or something. I don't know.
No, not even Aisha Williams. I don't care. Why can't I have, like, a game like Tomb Raider, but with a Pam Grier-type lead character? And I don't mean to
be on
the...
don't mean Pam Grier from the L word.
I don't mean Pam Grier from the L word. I don't mean Foxy Brown. I don't mean Beyonce's little, you know, Foxy Brown ripoff in Goldmember.
Right.
I mean an actual strong female lead who's sexy and smart and, oh yeah, by the way, just happens to be kind of black.
That'd be kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting sick of these leads who are girls who are like, I'm really cute and actually seem very weak, but I can summon monsters, sort of, aeons, you know.
Okay, I'm very, very tired of the waif. Thin, I've got special girl powers, and
girl
I'm
power.
The main character that you have to play, and everybody wants to be with me because I'm so sweet and so docile.
Fuck
that
no.
shit. I'm
being
tired of that
shit.
Being docile
not win games,
no,
okay?
I'm tired of that shit. I don't want to play another character that I have to build up, and then she reluctantly finds out that she's some super princess, and if she only believes in herself, she can unleash a massive power onto the universe and save the universe. No, no,
and lose the love
no.
of her life because he's a dream.
Yeah, no. Don't want that anymore.
And we don't want any more Yuna lookalikes, Final Fantasy 13.
Don't want any of that shit anymore.
No more.
What I
put
want...
Put another Fran in there.
Okay.
Except make her more human. She
I know. Why do
bunny,
you have to be like Eshek and have...
the bunny, like, tail, though.
Okay, look. All I want is a strong-ass female character that I can get behind. That I can champion and be like, dude, that character is so badass. I want to be her. I
Damn
don't care
right.
if she's got to have big boobs. I don't give a shit. I have big boobs. I like big boobs on my characters. Fine. There, I said it, I admit it.
Yeah.
I like big titty characters over small titty characters.
Amen.
Okay?
And I'm not even religious.
Okay, exactly. Give me a character that I can really stand behind, that isn't ditzy, that doesn't have to be saved by some other dude character in the game, and then it spends the rest of the game trailing after him, or living up to him, or doing things because of him.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Okay? And I'm not even being feminist about this. I'm just saying, this is what's missing. Okay, you've got your Max Payne characters, you've got your Hitman characters, where's the female equivalent? And don't even tell me Blood Rain, because that bitch is a vampire, and she's white.
Vampires are in a totally different league, dude.
They're a totally different race.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can do that half-human, half-vampire shit, because you can't live in the daylight. It just wouldn't work.
Okay, no, I don't want that shit, okay? I don't make Underworld, because that character is not the character that I'm talking about.
No, because she's half werewolf and vampire.
No, she's all vampire. She's human.
Yeah, but
she
gets with the... Well, they make werewolf vampire babies.
Wolf babies.
Vamp wolf babies.
I don't know how that exactly works, but that's what they make.
Apparently. But apparently that's a super...
For whatever reason, they're blue. I don't know why, but they're blue.
Get it. Nightcrawler? No, I'm just kidding.
That's pretty much all I can come up with.
See? So yeah, they can't do that.
No.
They can't do that.
All right, so next time I will actually not be on this rant, and I will talk about what I meant to
talk
about today.
I'm sorry I took over, but there's just too much this to that game, and it just opens up a can of
worms.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Not
why?
Even whoop-ass. It's just a can of why? 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 And, you know, you got to close that lid.
Why'd he do this? Why'd he do that? Why'd the knife do this? Why is her boobs really big? Why did he get her that necklace? Why am I staring at that stone cock for 35 minutes?
You just can't get away from the cock, can
you? No! It's like... All right, my mind is like the photo paper I use in photo class, and someone has overexposed the stone cock in my mind.
Oh, my God.
And it's
okay.
Now...
With that, here, let me help you get away from that.
Okay.
People, you got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Let us know what you want to hear about, what you want to talk about. If you got any tips or you got any tricks for us, let us know. We want to hear that stuff. We have the Hit Us Up link on the website. When you click on it, fill out the form, click Submit. That will actually email all of us here on staff, and we'll get back to you or post something on the website about your topic as soon as we possibly can. You can also use the website to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or grab the feed and subscribe to it in anything you like, including
Podcast Pickle,
Audio, Pod Show, a whole bunch of places. We're all over the net, so if you want to subscribe and you don't want to go the iTunes route, you don't have to. But definitely also check out our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of custom home, mobile, and gaming machines. If you're in the market for a machine that can run Vista Ultimate and the upcoming, supposedly going to slow your machine down, software release SP1 for Vista, you should definitely check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com or visit your local Circuit City to test out their wares hands-on. With that, I'm going to have to say that this podcast, toast.
Yeah, I would agree.
What are you going to do with your toast?
What am I going to do with my toast today, Panda? I don't know, Panda. Maybe we should just eat it.
You should stop talking to Panda on air, because that's going to make people worry about both Panda and Panda.
Oh, we're sorry. I'm going to get some pickles. And put pickles in my toast. Or make earmuffs. I'll make cans out of my toast and put them on my pickle so I can have my very own podcast pickle. So you want to know what podcast pickle sounds like to me? Project Runway.
Oh my God. Okay, that's another podcast. That's totally another podcast.
Well, I thought that was funny because it's like on the next Project Podcast Pickle.
Okay, keep moving. Keep moving.
Okay, fine, I'm done. I just thought it was very funny.
Yeah, I know. But whenever you start talking runway, that's when we need to really go.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm just going to take my toast and I'm going to butter it. And I'm going to resist the urge to make a roast beef sandwich because it's Friday and I'm Catholic.
Ha ha.
So are you. Ha ha.
I don't practice. Ha ha.
Bitch, not there.
I ate sausage this morning, biatch.
Fuck you. All right. So,
don't tell mom.
I'm telling. As always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye, everybody.